In this bulletin, more than 10,000 Australians have been diagnosed with COVID-19. Britain bans Chinese telecommunications company Huawei from its 5G network. And in sport, the Japanese Olympic Committee says it will continue to support athletes. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. More than 10,000 Australians have been diagnosed with COVID-19. Residents in hotspot areas are being encouraged by the federal government to wear face masks. But Commonwealth Deputy Chief Medical Officer Professor Michael Kidd says people mustn't forget to practice all preventative measures.
To the rest of the population in Melbourne and the lockdown areas around the city, we encourage you to wear a face mask whenever you leave your home, and especially in circumstances where physical distancing may be difficult, including when you are shopping for essentials or if you are on public transport, travelling to and from work or from school. A reminder, though, that masks are not a substitute for the other measures to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
110 people have died from coronavirus in Australia after Victoria recorded two more deaths. Meantime, Sweden is defending its move not to mandate the use of face masks. Public health officials won't insist people wear the masks, despite more than 5,000 COVID-19 deaths, and are instead focusing on hygiene. The health agency's Karen Tegmark-Wiswell says maintaining long-term measures in Sweden and avoiding face-to-face contact are important.
And we would like to stress very much that number one is to avoid close contact, avoid public transportation. And we are looking into if there are specific situations where we see that the complexity and the risks with face masks are actually less than the benefits.
France and the United Kingdom are mandating the use of masks indoors. The United Kingdom will ban Chinese telecommunications company Huawei from its 5G network. Operators will be unable to purchase 5G components from Huawei from the end of this year. They must also remove all existing Huawei gear from the network by 2027. The ban comes after the United States threatened to break an intelligence sharing agreement with Britain. The US is worried Huawei equipment could enable the Chinese government to infiltrate the UK's networks. British Media Secretary Oliver Dowden says the decision will eventually become law.
Let me be clear. This requirement will be set out in law by the Telecoms Security Bill. By the time of the next election, we will have implemented in law an irreversible path for the complete removal of Huawei equipment from our 5G networks.
The former girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein has pleaded not guilty in a Manhattan court to recruiting young girls for the purpose of sexual abuse. 58-year-old British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell appeared via video link accused of luring underage girls for Epstein, who died last year. Prosecutors are worried Maxwell could flee the country if she's granted bail, but her lawyers argue that she could be freed with electronic monitoring and private security in place. The judge has set a trial date for July 12 next year. The United States has carried out its first federal execution in 17 years. The U.S. Bureau of Prisons has confirmed the death of convicted murderer Daniel Lee. Initially, multiple executions were delayed after a district court judge ruled unresolved legal issues remained. Condemned prisoners have been arguing that lethal injections used for executions are cruel punishments. But in a 5-4 vote, the Supreme Court ruled that federal executions could proceed. To sport, and the Japanese Olympic Committee says it will support athletes through the uncertain times caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The 2020 Tokyo Olympics have been postponed until July 23rd next year. JOC President Yoshiro Yamashita says it's important to simplify the games.
これがなくてはオリンピックじゃない。
From my point of view,
The Olympics can be recognised as the Olympics only if top athletes from all over the world gather. To do so, we need to create an environment in which top athletes can demonstrate their best performances. And such an environment does not need to be flamboyant. These two elements are crucial to me.
Meanwhile, Japan says it will not alter its goal of winning 30 medals. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for today. Perth, a possible shower, 18 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 16. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 15. Hobart, a light shower or two, 11. Canberra, partly cloudy, 12. Wollongong, a shower or two and windy, 16. Sydney, much the same, 17. Newcastle, similar, 17 degrees. Brisbane, sunny and 22. Cairns, sunny as well, 26. And Darwin, also sunny and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.